Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hello, this is Dave Martin, your success coach, and you're listening to Success Made Simple. It's a podcast to give you simple principles that you can put to practice in your life immediately to help you win. And so we like to get right into it. These aren't long podcasts, but I hope you'll share them with your friends, other people that are trying to learn the principles of success for life. I believe this will be a great help to them. We've been talking about timing, teaching from a book I wrote called Another Shot, and I hope you'll grab a hold of that. But there's a whole chapter in there on timing. Leonard Ravenhill, the English evangelist and writer, said the opportunity of a lifetime must be seized within the lifetime of the opportunity. In life, there are seasons where certain things become possible, but the opposite is also true as well. In life, there are seasons when things are virtually impossible. One key to success is to know the difference between those seasons and to act accordingly. When circumstances are against you, you should approach a decision cautiously. You should be deliberate in your calculations, and you should ask yourself whether the time is right to take your shot at the goal, to go for it. And when circumstances are favorable, you should never hesitate to move forward with your plans. Most often, or at least more often than not, when a season is unfavorable for the achievement of a dream, you'll usually know it. The bitter truth is that we often lie to ourselves. We often tell ourselves what we want to believe instead of the truth of what we need to face. So when it comes to your goals, and I believe you need to set goals. We're wrapping up this year, looking at the next year, and I like to really take time toward the end of the year to really look at my goals for the next year, for what's coming up, because here in just a few more weeks, we'll be given 365 brand new days of unlimited possibilities, a brand new year. What are you going to do with those days, with that potential? You see, when it comes to your goals, tell yourself the truth. Try to pick up the optimum time to maximize your potential for success. If you have prepared yourself for the work that lies ahead, if you've gained the knowledge that you need to succeed, you've heard me say that over and over again, the difference between where you are and where you want to be is what you know. If you want tomorrow to be different than today, learn something today. Surround yourself with right people. And if you have chosen the right path for yourself in life, let the circumstances of your current season dictate whether you forge ahead or whether you slow down, whether you pull the trigger or whether you wait for the target to move a little bit closer. Sometimes we must push on the door of opportunity to try to open it far enough to walk through. But when we push until our arms hurt and nothing happens, we need to wise up and make some course corrections along the way. Success is a byproduct. It is a product of doing the right thing in the right way at the right time. You see, those three things got to come together. It's like a combination lock. If you only have two of the numbers, you don't have the third one, the lock is not going to open. Right thing, right way, right time. Get those three things together, and all of a sudden, the door is opening for success and for you to win in life. So that is some success made simple, some course correction, knowing the right seasons and the right time, and being able to, I like to sometimes call it, follow the path of favor. When the path is opening, when the favor is flowing, you follow and work that path. And I believe that's some success made pretty simple that you can put to practice in your life. Make sure you share this with someone else. Let them know about the podcast, Success Made Simple. Have them sign up. It's absolutely free every week to help you to do your best and to win, to make the rest of your life the best of your life. Hey, we're in the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Make sure that you are being thankful. My wife put up a tree in the front, a Thanksgiving tree, and has our little boy every day writing thank you, what things he's thankful for, putting them on the tree just to remind him of how important thankfulness is. As we travel different places in the country and in the world, especially we try to always learn, one of the first things I try to learn is the word thank you, whatever language it is, because there's something powerful about an attitude of gratitude. So hopefully this Thanksgiving you'll have an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of thanksgiving, and it'll be a great time of celebration. So make sure you keep listening to Success Made Simple. Got some great interviews coming up. Solomon has another version of his Success for Kids we're going to put on our podcast here, and just many more exciting things coming as we finish this year and get ready to take the podcast and a lot of things to another level as we move into 2018. I believe it's going to be a phenomenal year. Just get yourself prepared. We're going to help you do that over the next few weeks so we can finish strong and go into next year with great expectation. This is Dave Martin, your success coach, and you've been listening to Success Made Simple.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.